Hello, ladies and laddies, and welcome back to the Princess Pear podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear, and today I am joined by two very special guests where we talk about girlhood. So, from the council, what is girlhood to you? Because I know we have, us as a group, have a unique view of girlhood, and a lot of people, it's not a real term for most people. We talk about, like, childhood things like that, boyhood, I guess there was that movie about it, but girlhood I feel like has recently been more explored. So what is girlhood to you?
Yes, thank you, President Pear. To me, girlhood is something that should be categorized in the DSM-5 as a disorder, because it is simultaneously one of the most beautiful things you'll experience and also one of the most like torturous things you can experience. And I think the only solace in girlhood is the community that you can find with other girls.
Very true.
That's all I have to say.
Wow, that was hard to follow. Madam Pear, thank you so much for asking. I agree that girlhood is such a beautiful thing. It's something that you need to make a Pinterest board about to fully understand. I think it's just a really formative part of, you know, a girly girl's life. And it makes you who you are. Who you surround yourself with in girlhood, you know, really has an effect on you. And I think if you don't have, you know, your pals in girlhood, where are you in life? Where is that going to get you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, we talked a lot about, like, connection within this. And I think that really is a big part of it, because as much as we are joking, we're like, oh, worst thing that anyone can ever go through, you know what I mean, like it's that sort of connection where there is so much beauty and there's so much fun and connection within girlhood. There's also a lot of like sadness and pain in those connections, you know, that sort of like melancholy sort of thing where, you know, we're talking about things, we're having so much fun, and we can go straight from like talking about, you know, something like
the Josh Hutcherson edit too. Yeah, so the first time I realized that my body autonomy was being stripped from me as a child.
Yeah, that sort of like connection where it go, like I think that's the beauty of girlhood, is that sorry,
was is that too real for the folks at home? That's my bad. Sorry.
No, I
girlhood,
think like
girlhood is a serious topic.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think like it's this double-edged sword that as we get older, we're learning to understand and control. With that sort of connection, what would you guys say is the importance of female friendship?
Kind of like I'd said earlier, I just think you experience all these things, and I think it's very easy to get caught up in like, oh, like I'm alone, like I'm weird and I'm different and all these things are happening and like I'm crazy. I think every girl, especially teenage girls, have a moment where they're like I'm going crazy. And I think it's really important to have those friendships where you can turn to your friend and be like, hey, this thing happened and I'm like super angry, but I feel like I'm like crazy for being angry, and then be like, no, like I'm angry for you. That was like horrible. I think that kind of camaraderie is singular and it's important. And I think it's what we keep each other sane. And also make friendship bracelets together. You know, you go shopping together. My fashion sense wouldn't be half what it is today if I didn't have my girls to help me in the Goodwill.
Another hard thing to follow. I think for me, girlhood is, it's all about like the connections that you make are forged in delusion deeply, but not in like a, oh my God, I can't believe you're this delusional. It's like a, if you are feeling a little bit of delusional about a situation, Delulu is the Salulu, everybody. Let me hear you say it. Delulu is the Salulu. And that's what girlhood is about, because, you know, if you are going through a situation and you are making up everything in your head about the person you're talking to, the things going on in your life, your girlhood counsel should be just as delusional as you are. And that's the kind of support and care you need in girlhood. And I think, once again, just to really emphasize a point, The Lulu is the Salulu, everybody.
A man currently just asked me, what's your podcast called? Oh. So. Sorry. No, I mean, no, I'm joking. I mean, I think within female friendship, it's, I just think because my entire life I've had most of my friends be girls, and that's in no way being like, I would never talk to a man. You know what I mean? It's just, it's the way my friendships developed and things like that. And there's like a certain, I mean, I think like there's a certain point of like, oh, you know, girls are gossipy or things like that. It's like, I think women in society find connection through that. And as much as I'm like, you know, not trying to be a gossip or things like that, it really does hurt me when I tell people about, you know, oh, this or things like, you know, all my friends are their girls. And they're like, so like you, what do you guys talk about? And it's like, life? Like, I think it's, it can be weird to think that like I can have, you know, clicky problems or things where like there's real like stereotypical girl problems, and yet like I would never choose anything over that. Sorry, taking a selfie in the middle of the podcast. But yeah, I value female friendship kind of, I think above everything. Seems like a lot, but there's not very many things in my life currently that I would push so hard to protect. And female friendship is one of those things where, you know, it's not going to be understood by everyone, and that's okay. And even like within, you know, other girls, some girls really do find connection with you know, men in like a friendship sense, and that's great for them, but I've never felt that. And it would be wrong for me to tell them they haven't experienced friendship in the same way it would be wrong for them to tell me I haven't experienced friendship because I haven't been, you know, friends with as many men. Here's a little bit of a interesting one with what we're talking about, those stereotypical sort of girlhood things. What is a girlhood stereotype that you unabashedly fall under? I mean, I think like this, I don't know, stereotype could be a good word for those who don't use big words. As you can tell, this was written by someone else because I don't know how to speak. Anyways, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, when you come to me first, it's going to take me a minute. I think, you know, girlhood stereotypes, as harmful as they are, yeah. Yeah, it's girlhood. Of course, mm-hmm. I'm going to be, you know, getting into no good. And by no good, I mean being obsessed with makeup and like girly things. And I get that it's like, you know, you can be obsessed with those things and not be having girlhood, but like there's just something about doing your makeup with your friends, getting ready, you know, putting on your jewelry and your perfume and your earrings, and you feel pretty and you feel like a girl and you feel like girlhood, and that's not delusional. That's real. That's a real connection.
1,000%,
yeah.
Yes. Again, now it's my turn to say, that's going to be hard to follow, but I will say my stereotype that I unabashedly align myself with is iced coffee. I love a iced coffee. And, you know, if that makes me a stereotype, so be it. But I also feel like it's important, especially for younger girls and adolescents, that like, it's... There's such a, like, girls really truly can't be anything without being, like, made fun of for it. Like, you're either, ridiculed. You're too girly. You wear too much makeup. Oh, you don't wear any makeup. You're a tomboy. You're a boy. You want to be a boy. Oh, you have iced coffee all the time. Oh, you're a stereotype. You're Starbucks. Oh, you play sports. You do this. You do that. And it's, girls truly can't like anything. And I think once we grow out of that, and I think, like, I feel like it's just such a thing that, like, women, I've seen so many women when they're older be like, yeah, when I was younger, like, I hated pink, and I hated wearing, like, blush, but now, like, I love pink, and I love blush, and I feel like part of that is growing out of this, like, fear of being, like, other girls. Like, when you're younger, you're like, I don't wear pink, I'm not a kid, I'm not a baby. I'm not a girl. Yes, you are. And that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. real quick side note to add on to that. One, as you know, I think going off of that point, something that one of my favorite girls in my life says is, stand up and show them what a girl can do. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I mean, like, though she might be 7 when she says that, she is so right. Mm-hmm. You truly can do whatever you want. And the stereotypes of girlhood can't touch you.
Mm. Realize, I'm about to sneeze, but that's okay. Yeah, I feel like, again, tough to follow, but like the connection within girlhood is, I don't know, I think a lot of people doubt that. Or I think when you're younger, it's hard to be like, oh, you know, you get to an age where like, I'm going to play with my friends. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh no, you can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I think like the importance of play, like it changes throughout your life. But I think like there's no one else in my life I would rather like play with. It's a weird thing. Or a weird way to say it, but like, just like silly things like that, like, you know, being silly, doing your makeup, like playing pretend is a stupid way to put it, but we'll like, you know, have these running jokes where we're just like being silly, or these like fake characters that we've made up in our heads. Like it sounds silly, but I do think like, I think that this is more for like the next generation of girls, like, you know, growing up, but like especially us as well, is a lot of, you know, I would like to say everyone, but specifically girls, we are like kind of told to grow up kind of early, and then we spend a lot of our adult life trying to get back some of that childlike innocence, to be completely honest. And I think that's a really good thing that my specific group of friends has discovered, is that we can be girls together, and that's when we're girls together. But it's, yeah, having to kind of go back and relive some of that childlike wonder is, you know, it makes you look back at yourself and, you know, with a little bit of sadness, but I think, we're messing with each other over there. But I think it really just does feel great to get back some of that childlike wonder. Our next topic is, what are some shared girlhood experiences that we have?
I think, to me, I never feel more connected when we're than when we're in someone's car late at night screaming the lyrics to like Olivia Rodrigo's Guts. Yeah. And just like, it's dark out, we just got McDonald's because we had a bad day, and we're all synced on our period, and it's just, you know, says you. So, but I think in those moments where it's just like silly fun, like we literally sat in a restaurant a couple weeks ago, and the entire time, at least an hour, we were just going on and on about our like death row meals, like, and it was so fun. And it's just like silly, pointless fun like that, where you feel just like, I never feel more like free, and just like there's no weight in the world, there's nothing. It's very much, it's like that the Perks of Being a Wallflower, when Emma Watson is in the tunnel. It's very much like that. It's, yeah, we're infinite. That's what's up.
Whoa. I mean, y'all heard that. I don't know if I can do much better, but I was gonna say pretty much the exact same thing. But like, I'll even take it a step further. Even when we're not in the car, when we're frolicking across campus, you know, late at night, we've just come from a theater production. Yeah. Because of course, because girlhood is theater. And you know, we're having the night of our lives, at least once a week.
Yeah.
And it's not even going out and being crazy. It's just being girls together. It's just, you know, feeling free and having the freedom to play with your friends as a grown adult woman. To be able to frolic and run and listen to music you like and scream the lyrics to songs at night, and you know, sit in the dark and talk about your feelings.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that I think are shared girlhood experiences. And I, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I do think, like, shared girlhood is a sacred thing, to be completely honest. I mean, I keep on saying that, but, like, I truly believe it. And I think, like, when you say things, like, words like girlhood, people are like, oh, made up. You know what I mean? When you talk about, like, female friendship and things like that, like, the connectedness of women, like, it puts it in more realistic terms for those who don't understand terms like girlhood. But I think, like, the biggest thing just for me is, like, when we do, you know, we have great days and we're screaming lyrics to songs or we're cheering ourselves up, like, it's also a group of people that you've had a hard day, let's wallow for a moment. You know what I mean? We don't tend to, like, stay in a terrible state for very long, but it's been a hard day. It's always my room. We all pile into my bed and we're just sad. We're sad. We're sad. We're crying. You know, we give hugs. And then, you know, we're fine. And I think being with a group of people that's not afraid to see you at your worst and your best is really, you know, inspiring. And I think it's in girlhood, there's sort of a idea of, I'm not going to show anyone your worst unless they've been there to see your best. You know what I mean? It's that sort of thing where I'm not going to go up to someone and be like, oh, so-and-so, you know, said this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like sort of confidant of, when you're at your worst, I'm not showing that to anyone else. You know what I mean? I'm only going to show other people your absolute best. But maybe that's just me. No, I'm joking. What public figure emanates girlhood the most?
I'm gonna take the reins on this one. And while I'm not sure exactly what your podcast viewers or listeners are mostly comprised of, but for those of you who don't know who Brittany Broski is, she is the queen of girlhood. She is the queen of Broski Nation. Mm-hmm. You know, despite bro being in her last name, she's a girl. She is one of us. Mm-hmm. And she is so candid and free, and she is everything girlhood should be, and she is doing so much good in the world, and she's really empowering the next group of girls and women to come up, because she's, I'm gonna use the word unabashedly here, she's unabashedly herself. Mm-hmm. And she's purely authentic. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I think makes other women and girls feel comfortable enough to be silly and be funny and, you know, just, like, make stupid jokes and be yourself on the internet and in real life. Because my confidence has been changed because of Brittany Broski.
Mm. Yeah.
And she has done wonderful things for the world and me.
Mm-hmm. Real. I agree with that. Our brave president, Brittany Broski, if you're listening to this, please answer my DM. Thank you. Yeah, I agree with that. I already said it and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Olivia Rodrigo. And I just think seeing her, the way she's like, not only just her, she's obviously girlhood because she is still in girlhood, but I think the way, especially in her last album, Guts, it's just the way she speaks of girlhood. She speaks of it in, like, kind of a tongue-in-cheek way of, like, oh, you know, like, I'm out partying, but then, like, I'm going to go back to my ex-boyfriend and I don't know what I want. But she also can speak of it in really real terms of, like, you know, I'm insecure and there's nothing I can do to fix it. And it's, you know, and it manifests everywhere and I'm never going to be good enough. And I think that she's just, the way she can show all sides of it and the way she's not afraid to show all sides of it is really inspiring. And she shows the parts of it that no one talks about like sexuality and like being insecure. And the line, I'm built like a mother in a total machine, she was insane for that. And I think if you're a girl and you haven't listened to Guts, you should go do that, because I listened to it when it first came out at like midnight in my bed in the darkness, and it was life-changing. So yes, that is my pick.
Real. I mean, though I can't think of like any public, I just, like, when I think about girlhood, I think about like young girls. Mm-hmm. As much as I would say, like, when I think about girlhood, most of the time in connection to myself, it's sort of that like melancholy, like kind of those memes where it's like girlhood is such a scale where it's like I'm either a baby deer or like a flesh-eating monster. Yeah. Like there's not really an in-between. And I think like that's kind of like teenage girlhood, or a lot of people talk about like, you know, healing their inner child, healing their inner teenager, which can be more anyways. When I think about like who emanates girlhood the most, to me it's children. Mm. And specifically like young girls who like haven't yet been told what they can't do. Mm. And I think a lot of the time it's, you know, a lot of people are like, well, no one's actually saying this to girls. And it's like, yes, but that's see the way that we're speaking or things like that. Mm-hmm. When girls go out and they're, you know, catching critters, like no one is, there's the support, but there's also kind of this, oh my goodness, you're a girl and you love doing that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a backhanded, like, is it not expected of me to have fun, mm-hmm, and do the same things as everyone else? Or when it's sort of like, I talked about this in my last episode, like when it's like math or things like that, and it's like, whoa, you are a girl and you're good at math. Mm-hmm. It's kind of this like tongue-in-cheek sort of thing where it's like, was I not supposed to be? Mm-hmm. Like I'll talk about this till I'm blue in the face. Like some of the like body positivity, there's a fire alarm going off. Some of the body positivity sort of content can come across as a little bit harmful, specifically for young girls. And like no matter what it is, you kind of see it everywhere now with that sort of thing where I saw a lot of like, you should not hate this part of your body. And then I kind of took a step back and I was like, am I supposed to? Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know that that was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then as much as people are trying to like bring, to literally tell you to your face, don't hate this part of you, it's at the same time being like, but people are going to. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's my favorite topic. Does girlhood ever truly end? This is a good one, because I feel like as much as young children represent girlhood, older women also represent girlhood in the same way.
I'm gonna go first here, because as someone who works in a nursing home and am constantly surrounded by older women, the spunk, the fire, the flame in them never goes out. They have girlhood in them till the day they die. And they are, I think, as you get older, you kind of start to, from what I can tell, you kind of get like a, I don't care what people think of me anymore, I'm too old for that kind of thing. And to see the girlhood that these women are experiencing now at the age of 80 to 100, because they're free. They're old enough for people to be like, you know what, I don't care. You know what I mean? You can do what you want. You've earned it. You're old. And like, it gives them the freedom to experience girlhood again, I almost feel like. A rebirth of girlhood is when you get old enough to stop caring. And I see that every day. I see that in the connections that they form, in, you know, the way they compliment the nurses and the staff, or the way that they're just cheeky and they're silly and they're funny. They're hilarious. They're the funniest people I've ever met. But like they have that girlhood in them. They have that twinkle in their eye. So I don't think girlhood ever really ends, but I think it can be almost like rebooted in a way once you, yeah, at the different stages in your life, I think it will change, but you always have girlhood in you.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I also think, to me, I've always thought of it as like when you're older and you understand, like you've lived through it, you've gotten the plight of it, you sort of kind of get it now. Well, I think just, at least personally, I feel like just when you get it, maybe now you have a daughter, maybe now you're a teacher and you're teaching all these young impressionable minds, maybe now your sibling has a daughter, maybe now you're working with, you know, younger girls in their 20s and you're now in your established career. I think now is the chance of like, you know, you're seeing girlhood from a newer perspective, and now's the chance to kind of lend a hand to the people that are still in those early parts of it, and to maybe not give them what you never had, but just kind of, I don't know, just the guiding perspectives that you had. Because I think we can all, everyone would be able to look back in their life and think, oh, you know, like, my mother told me this and it was really important. My grandmother, you know, she was this way and it really formed my perception. And I think, you know, it's your turn to be that for someone. So I don't think girlhood ends as much as it becomes an extension of ourselves.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I mean, I think I see in like middle school, there's a certain point where for a lot of girls for the first time, they're wanting like male attention sometimes. And that can be what can cause girlhood to kind of die, in my opinion, at least. And there's a sense of like yourself dying. And for some people, like, girlhood is not inherently entwined within their self. But I would say a lot of the time when I'm saying girlhood in like middle school kind of dies, I'm saying that kind of sense of self and who you are and hiding parts of yourself. And often those are feminine parts that are looked down upon by, you know, I'm not saying just men, but sometimes where you're not allowed to like certain things, you're wanting, you know, to be liked. So you're choosing to be more feminine, or you're choosing to kind of hide those parts about yourself. And I think it's a beautiful day when you wake up and you realize that, like, you know, living for that sort of attention is exhausting and it's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to make you very sad, very sad. Because you don't feel lucky. You just feel used. Because the quote is, they tell you that you're lucky, but you're so confused. Because you don't feel pretty, you just feel used.
Mm-hmm. And all the young things line up to take your place. Taylor Swift, the lucky one. Again,
Taylor Swift.
There are so many fire alarms going off right now. What is going on?
Girlhood is going outside to see the hot firemen.
Yes, that is true. Girlhood is going outside to see the hot firemen. Okay, so this is our last thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap it up with, what are some advice you have for those currently struggling through girlhood? Or those currently going through the hard parts of girlhood?
I'm going to say, just feel it. You know what I mean? Just let it happen. As much as you might be like, oh, why is this affecting me so heavily? Or like, I'm too emotional or stuff like that. Just feel it. Just be a girl. Like, just, you know, like, let it happen. Get your emotions out. Regulate them if you can. Yeah. But like, just be present and don't worry too much about the future. You know, relax. It'll, as Oprah says, relax, girl. Mm-hmm. It'll get better. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it will. It always will. So just, you know, feel what you're feeling and move on. don't let it get you down for longer than it needs to. And that's all I have to say about that.
Very good advice. But mine's gonna be better. No, I'm kidding. No, I just think, just be there for each other. You know, at the end of the day, no one understands girlhood like a girl. And just protect each other, you know, stand up for each other, go to the bathroom together, make sure no one walks to the parking lot alone at night. Make sure if someone's got a boyfriend in middle school who's mean to them, you tell them that they deserve better. You know, if they have a piece of toilet paper on their shoe when they leave the bathroom, let them know. Let them have the other half of the scone. Just protect each other. I think that's all we have at the end of the day.
Real. I agree. Protect each other. Take care of each other. And with that, I love you guys. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. And remember to value your girlhood while you have it. Well, bye-bye now.